Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baker Mayfield buzz in Seattle. Dave Wyman played for the Seahawks. Now they're Seattle radio analyst for the Seahawks on the radio network and also host on 710 ESPN in Seattle, joins us now to talk about it. What's up, Dave?
Hey, you guys complain about your baseball team too, huh?
Oh yeah,
oh yes.
Although our expectations here were a little bit lower than yours. What's going on out there with the Mariners? Are not very good.
Yeah, the run production has been a huge problem, and Mitch Haniger got hurt. He was their big clutch guy last year, and then just some of the guys that they got in free agency that are underperforming, like Jesse Winker and Eugenio Suarez and Adam Frazier. So yeah. Typical, you know, we've got the longest drought for making the playoffs in any, you know, major sport in the whole country. So, wow. Yeah, lots of demanding fans here.
Dave, what's the latest? Do you buy these rumors and reports that the Seahawks are interested in Baker Mayfield, or is this not true?
Well, I think, you know, and if you ask John Schneider, who, you know, I've known for a long time, I know with Dave Pearson, who's the head, you know, he's the VP of communications. I've known him for 35 years. These guys are they're very tight-lipped, so it's kind of hard to get anything out of them. But a couple of things, you know, first of all, I don't know if it's just wishful thinking for them, but they really want Drew Lock to work out. And, you know, as a matter of fact, I guess they were looking at him in 2019. They just signed Russell to his contract, so you know, they weren't serious about it, but, you know, he was a high second-round draft choice. They really, really want that to work. I don't know if that's going to work. He doesn't have, you know, a proven track record. But, yeah, Mayfield, I guess when it comes to him, you know, it would be like most teams. If Cleveland would be willing to pick up, you know, a huge chunk of his salary, you know, that would be something that maybe they'd be interested in. But I think for the most part, you know, they're always looking. And they are. John Schneider is in on every deal. And that's why he went and looked at Josh Allen when he came into the draft. And that pissed off Russell Wilson and his agent. But, you know, they're always looking at everybody. So, yeah, I mean, there's a chance. I just think I think they really like Drew Lock. They like what they've seen and that they think he's going to work out.
I wonder, you know, when we hear these things, the rumors, wonder where they come from. Like, do you think this comes from Baker's side of things or the Brown side of things because they want to get a deal done, or you think it's legitimate interest from Seattle?
Yeah, I just think, well, I think first of all, people just connect the dots, you know, and sure. Seattle, I mean, this whole thing, first of all, not even close to being Pete and John's idea to trade Russell Wilson away. So and Russell's camp was portraying it otherwise, but you'd have to be insane to do that. There's only 10 or 12 guys like him. You know, everybody has a quarterback, but do they have the right one? And the Seahawks had the right one. So, you know, I think, you know, that's something that also gets put together. But one of the things I heard was that that the Seahawks are kind of happy right now not having the quarterback drama. Like 2010, if you go back when Pete and John first got here, you know, they had Earl Thomas in the first round, Russell Okung, who was a Pro Bowler. And then, you know, in those drafts, you know, up to 2012, they got K.J. Wright, Cam Chancellor, Bobby Wagner. But they didn't really have their quarterback, you know, and even Russell's rookie year in 2012, didn't really have that. But it was just such a strong, solid team. And I think everybody really loved it then. You know, the players and, you know, guys like Michael Bennett and Cliff Averill. And I think they're okay not having the quarterback drama. And I think, you know, they're, from what we hear, there's a little bit of that with Baker Mayfield, that, you know, there's maturity issues and things like that. So, you know, I think that is a thought that's going through, you know, for Pete Carroll, and they got the high draft choices and for the first time in forever. And, you know, since 2010, really. So I think they're happy with the team that they have built. They can get back to, you know, Pete running the ball and playing good defense. And, you know, and I think they're kind of happy with that. So, you know, that's one of the reasons. I think that's part of it, of like, why are they not like totally serious all in on Baker Mayfield? They're not in a big, huge hurry to get their next, you know, big quarterback. Because, you know, I played for 9 years, and quarterbacks are just different. You know, they're like management. They're like coaches. They don't hang out with the rank and file players and bitch about the coaches. You know, they're kind of on a different level. And I think they kind of like not having, you know, that kind of drama. Of course, you want the skill and everything, but I think that might be a thought that goes through their mind when they think about that.
Seahawks radio analyst Dave Wyman with us, the former Seahawk linebacker as well, talk about this Baker Mayfield rumor and report. What is the deal in Seattle? I mean, is this a rebuild or no? I mean, you mentioned some of the veteran players that are still there. You know, Pete Carroll, we just read a list from Bet Online. He's, you know, odds are pretty good for him to get fired or resign. You know, what's the plan in Seattle right now?
Well, I think, you know, the owner, Jody Allen, really loves Pete. And they signed him to a deal through 2025 and signed Schneider, the GM, through 2027. So, you know, I think that there's going to be a couple years of leeway. I don't think that he's on any kind of hot seat right now. So, but yeah, I mean, as far as it rebuild, I guess. I mean, it wasn't on purpose. You know, Bobby just wasn't the player, Bobby Wagner, the player that he had been, you know. He made lots of tackles, but just wasn't a downhill linebacker, never attacked the line of scrimmage. And so, but, you know, he's gone. Russell's gone. Dwayne Brown's gone. KJ Wright's gone. So, yeah, they kind of have, you know, they're starting over a little bit. They got a lot of young guys. So, yeah, I mean, I think most people around the country would look at that and go, yeah, they're in a rebuild phase. But it's not like it was on purpose, you know, because, like I said, it was not their idea. I'm sure of that, to trade Russell Wilson.
Go ahead. Douglas.
Sorry, Matty. Is DK Metcalf happy in Seattle right now?
I'm sorry, you cut out there. Is he what?
Is he happy in Seattle right now?
Yeah, I think so. I do. And I think they're going to make him happy because, you know, look, they might have to start advertising for ticket sales here in Seattle. I mean, I remember in the 90s, when we were 2-14 in 92 and they started, because it was always sold out, you know, it's always been sold out, but he's one of their superstars. I mean, he is really their superstar right now when you think about it. I mean, they got Jamal Adams, they got Quandre Diggs, who are both Pro Bowl safeties, got a good up and coming linebacker, and Jordan Brooks, but that's your superstar, you know, and I think just for ticket sales and just to, and he's a great kid, man. I mean, he really is. He's incredibly, you know, you look at him, just he's an awesome specimen. You guys saw him run down Buda Baker, you know, that big play where there's an interception. And I mean, he's just a total effort. And he's kind of working on his personality, and he's very self-effacing. He's aware, you know, when he does lose his temper and things like that. So he's not like your typical diva wide receiver. So, yeah, I think that they're going to make him happy. I think he's happy here. And, you know, one of the things that kind of indicated that is he tweeted out early on, hey, something like this, or I'm paraphrasing, but he said, we need to chill on the slander on Drew Locke. So he's supporting, you know, on Twitter, his new quarterback.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, it kind of, I mean, look, he maybe something, you never know what's going to happen. But if you ask me, I think he's happy here. And I think that they are going to make it a priority to sign him.
What are the chances this team goes to camp and they look out on the field a couple days in and go, oh my gosh, Drew Locke is awful. Geno Smith is brutal. Jacob Eason is there? And they say, all right, we'll hop on the Baker train. Is there any chance of that? Or you really think this Locke marriage is locked in for a little while? No pun intended.
Well, yeah. Look, I mean, look, if he goes out there and just stinks, and I mean, if you go back and look at, here's what they think they can capture with him. If you go back and look at the end of his rookie season, he was like 5-1 as a starter. I think he had 7 or 8 touchdowns, 1 interception, was, you know, 70% completion percentage. They want to capture that. And if they can't, they can't get that done, you know, yeah, they'll be aggressive and they'll move on. So yeah, I think there's a, I don't know, I don't want to say 50-50 chance, but you know, just everything I hear from them, they really like Drew Lock. And if they can get their run game going, you can get Rashad Penny going. And, you know, they got a pretty decent offensive line, some young guys. You know, maybe he's just kind of, you know, I don't want to say a game manager, but just keep it simple for him and kind of do what with him, what the Niners did with Jimmy Garoppolo. Don't throw the ball outside the numbers. Yeah, I mean, I think it can work out, but yeah, I'll say it's kind of a 50-50 shot. I'm not super confident, and you know, and I don't know if they're talking themselves into it or what, but they really are going to give Drew Lock the shot that any quarterback would want.
Dave, last thing for me, tonight is the NBA draft, and I know you guys are upset not having an NBA team. It's a shame. It's a travesty. You guys don't have an NBA team. How close is Seattle to getting a team back, whether it be the Supersonics or some another team name?
Yeah, you know, it's not a few years ago, you know, I've been doing Seattle radio in the same spot for like 10 years. And, you know, the first part of it, 12, 13, 14, yeah, it was, people were hot on that. I don't know if maybe getting the hockey team, the Kraken, kind of calmed everybody down. You just don't hear it as much. But yeah, people would, I think mostly people would love to have the Sonics back here. Yeah. And it really just hasn't brought up that much. You know, it's kind of cooled down. I think it is because of the Kraken thing. But, you know, the fans here are really loyal. And especially, you still hear people that, you know, that are cursing, you know, the Oklahoma Thunder. And they're not, you know, they're not going to go buy anything from Starbucks and things like that. So, yeah, I think it's inevitable, though. I just don't know when. I mean, we were talking about it in 12 and 13 going, it could be 10, 12 years from now. And that just seems so brutal that when you say, yeah, 10 years from now.
Yeah, here we are.
Now, I mean, yeah, and here we are and nothing. So, yeah, it's kind of, you know, just taking the pulse of our texters and our listeners and callers and everything. It's definitely cooled off a little bit.
Wow. Dave, thanks so much for the time. Appreciate it.
Great talking to you guys. Thanks.
You got it. There he is, Dave Wyman with us.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.